see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think
10 minutes after the hour now here on the Crystal Frost Show, WTCM News Talk 580. Crystal taking so much deserved time off, Vic McCarty filling in. She will be back on Friday. It's July the 3rd, the day before the 4th of July. We're all getting ready for celebrations. And as we do every Wednesday at this time, we talk to Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vic.
How are you this morning?
Uniquely having a wonderful day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is a wonderful world, isn't it?
It is.
What is going on this morning?
Oh, I think this is such an appropriate guest to bring on board with us. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and what an experience we're going to be taking on. We have a uniquely American River Cruises, and it's American Queen Steamboat Company, and it's amazing. If you've ever dreamed about going on a paddle wheeler, this is not your normal paddle.
Yeah.
Okay. So
very cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring on Barbara Davis. Barbara is the manager, training and sales support. And Barbara, it is such a pleasure to be talking with you again, and just letting our listeners know the awesome experience they'll have on American Queen Steamboat Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Bonnie. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it is appropriate time. It's really kind of fun that it timed out to be 4th of July tomorrow, but. Let's talk about, we have an Americanville, U.S. flagged, all-American crew, which is unusual in the cruise line industry. And let's talk about the places that we can go and the true, this is an iconic paddle wheel experience, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So we have three currently, soon to be four, paddle wheelers on America's waterways, and we sail along the Mississippi River and her tributaries of the Ohio, Tennessee, and Cumberland Rivers. And then up in the Pacific Northwest, we have a vessel on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. So these are really uniquely American voyages that range from 5 to 23-day itineraries and are completely immersed in the Americana experience.
And it's really that sense of wonder, I think. We don't have that opportunity to see parts of our country in this venue, especially in this opportunity. But it also has all the convenience and comforts of modern luxury aboard the ships that you do have.
That's absolutely right. While these boats are designed to recreate that iconic steamboat and experience of the late 1800s, which are actually the types of boats you expect to see on America's waterways, but they are completely modern with deluxe accommodations. So while they may look like a traditional steamboat on the outside, they are truly a beautiful floating hotel on the inside as well.
And one of the things that, you know, you had mentioned, I mean, the destination-wise and the rivers we go, and it's not just even the rivers, it's those opportunities to go on board with incredible shore excursions, correct?
Absolutely. We actually have award-winning shore excursions. For about 8 years running now, we've been top shore excursions, and that is something that's truly unique. So we actually provide all of our guests with daily included shore excursions in each port of call. So when we pull up to Natchez, Mississippi, or we're in any of our destinations that are unique towns like St. Francisville or Greensville, we include a hop-on, hop-off motor coach tour. So guests can actually get on the motor coach and they can ride the entire loop that it goes on, or they can choose to get off at every single stop. It's really about making the vacation custom for them so they can do the activities that they want. And on those hop-on, hop-off tours, when we stop at those locations that are the highlights of the journey there that day, we include the majority of the admission fees to those attractions that we stop at. Plus, we also have some premium shore excursions for guests who want to do a little bit more. So maybe they want to do a culinary cooking experience in the South. Maybe they want to do a flight plane or zip line tour or something a little bit more adventurous, even fishing along the Snake River. So there's all sorts of activities that are included as well as available for an add-on enhancement.
So there's quite a bit of inclusions. I mean, it's not totally inclusive if you want some of those, you know, added on different types of excursions, but you really do include quite a bit.
We do. In fact, between our voyages sailing in 2019 and 2020, we have a little bit of a change taking place. So right now, everything is essentially a pre-cruise hotel night is included with your cruise stay. So before you sail, we're going to put you up in a deluxe accommodation at the city in which you're embarking the vessel, and then we'll include the transfer from the hotel to the boat, so that you can get on the vessel and start your voyage. And then once guests are on board, it's all meals, 24-hour room service. Every boat has an alternative dining restaurant, and there's complimentary beer and wine served at dinner time. And that's just kind of the meal and drink component of it. Then, of course, we have all the nightly Broadway and cabaret-style entertainment. We have enrichment programs with our River Lorien, and then the shore excursions like we've already mentioned. But in 2020, we actually have one of our vessels, the American Duchess, which is going to become a true all-inclusive experience because in addition to everything I just mentioned, she will have an enhanced beverage program. So she will have all drinks, including all alcohol, any time of day, included with her voyage fare, and gratuities for the crew is also included. So we've definitely ramped up the Duchess to be more of an all-inclusive product.
Wow, that's great news. We're looking forward to that for sure. But you also, when you were talking about dining, we're talking about regionally inspired fine dining, aren't we?
That's absolutely correct. So what we do is we make sure that our menus are inspired by the destinations in which we sail. So if you are in the South, the guests might have a little bit more Cajun and Creole in their menu items. If they're up in the Pacific Northwest, they might have more Dungeness crab and salmon. So we really want to make sure that that cuisine is regionally inspired, and it is gourmet style. You're absolutely right. We have some casual dining, and then we have our more formal dining atmospheres as well for guests to choose from.
And let's talk about the size of the boats, basically, and now the passengers on board. This is still a small amount compared to those thousands and thousands that you might see on ocean cruises, correct?
You're absolutely correct. These are intimate-style vessels that really provide a unique experience. Our smallest boat, which is the American Duchess, holds 166 passengers, and our largest vessel, which is our flagship, the American Queen, holds just over 400 guests. And then the other two, the Empress and the Countess, which is launching in 2020, will hold roughly 220 passengers. So it is more intimate in size, which really makes for a more personal experience.
You also have some theme cruises, correct?
We do. We have a variety of different themes. Traditionally, we've got our Antebellum South, so anybody who wants to go and see those beautiful plantation estates and homes and so forth, but we also have some unique ones, like Racing on the River, where two of our vessels are on the same river at the same time, and, you know, we sail in a race fashion, but then we also include race experiences that guests can partake in, like a 5K walk, or a horse race and things of that nature. Plus, we have bourbon tasting cruises and all sorts of different themes. Specifically, though, I want to mention the theme of holiday voyages because a lot of people don't think about holiday cruises on the Mississippi River. And we actually have an extensive holiday Christmas market theme that takes place in the South during the month of December, including Christmas markets and cookie decorating on board. And a lot of the stuff that guests will traditionally go to Europe for, like those Christmas markets, but they actually take place in the South, and it's all topped off with a bonfire on the levee and a Yule ball at Nottoway Plantation. So it's really a fantastic theme experience.
Well, when you talk about interesting racing, last year maybe at the Kentucky Derby, did you have you had the American Queen there, and what horse won that?
You know, it's an interesting story, and actually I love the Derby aspect of it, and most people don't know this, but our headquarters is actually based just outside of Louisville. So mm-hmm. that's home to us. And yes, we do have a voyage that includes a package to the Kentucky Derby. So guests can actually experience not just the cruise on the beautiful Ohio River, but they can actually get into Churchill Downs and sit in the grandstands and attend the Derby race itself. So that's truly historic and iconic every year that we offer.
And gee, the American Queen just happened to win the race, right?
I know, right? Yes, that's such a good name.
Well, I think you might have brought a little bit of luck into the Derby, but that is so fun. When I was watching your race and knowing you and knowing the American Queen, I'm going, yes, let that one win. But that is so fun. You know, one of the other itineraries that I looked at that I think, especially in our market, would find very interesting is the Memphis and Nashville ones, correct?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we absolutely have some unique voyages that sail out onto the tributary. So, you know, we can do the Cumberland River, which we hit unique stops like Paducah. So if somebody is really into quilting, where the National Quilt Museum is, we stop there in Paducah. We head all the way out to Dover and Clarksville. And Clarksville is essentially our gateway to Nashville. So then they can do pre or post cruise tours with the Grand Ole Opry and so forth. But we also offer some voyages out to Chattanooga on the Tennessee River as well. So they get to see Savannah and Decatur and then head out to that area that's really steeped in that Civil War history in Chattanooga, not only just on the main Mississippi where we have Civil War, but those tributaries are so important as well.
Well, I'm listening to this today, and I'm wondering to myself, what type of people, what are the passengers like? What do I have to be dressed up? I mean, if I have any sort of disabilities or anything, or if I'm a single traveler or on more active bikes, you know, it's basically for everyone, correct?
It really is. And that's the great thing about our cruises with American Queen Steamboat Company is that our passengers are typically well-traveled. They've done a lot of cruises, especially European River cruises before, and now they just want to stay a bit closer to home. Our average age on board is roughly 65-plus on the Mississippi and the tributaries, and around 55-plus in the Pacific Northwest, where we're actually seeing more active travelers. In fact, we're seeing more active travelers on all the vessels. So every boat has a set of bicycles on board that guests can check out. And there's a lot of, fitness and wellness. And one of our vessels even has a little pool on board. But for the most part, the passengers on board are really comfortable. And that's what our dress code is also gone by. We have a country club casual dress code. So no formal nights. There's no need to have sequin gowns or things of that nature. We really want our guests to feel right at home. And that's where we have that country club casual dress code. And then for our guests who do have mobility issues or maybe using walkers and scooters and wheelchairs, we are completely disabled friendly. Every ship of ours has a elevator. All of our door thresholds have ramps to go over. All of our motor coaches that we do our daily shore excursions in have wheelchair lifts. And then there are porters on board our vessels that every day when we get off the boat to do our shore excursions, if they are unable to traverse their way to the motor coach, we'll put them in one of our little golf carts and drive them up to the motor coach. That way, nobody who has mobility issues would be challenged with cruising with us. And then the other type of traveler I want to mention, Bonnie, is our solo travelers mm-hmm. or our single travelers, because we know there's a lot of people out there who are out on their own and they just want to have a good time and sail with us. And we have many stateroom categories that are priced accordingly for those single travelers, so they don't have to pay a single supplement. And oftentimes we'll run promotions that if those solo travel cabins are booked up already, we may have a promo where we have a reduced supplement for those single travelers. So we are really welcoming to guests of all ages, all travel types, and really welcome everyone regardless of their mobility issues.
Well, I think about this, Barbara, when I think about the fact of why would I go? Well, if I'm a history buff, I'm going to love this for sure. Even if I'm not, it's going to bring back that authentic mm-hmm. American spirit in us all, okay? The enrichment programs that you have are amazing. The scenery And you can't see it any better than from our rivers. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's closer to home. You know, and from the domestic flights and proximity and everything to where we're going, it's an active type of thing that we can do and get there with a convenience.
You're absolutely right. So, you know, when you ask why go, really the answer for me is why not?
Right.
I mean, there is so much to see and do. That history and the culture is so important to experience right here in our own backyard. We have a River Lorian, kind of a weird name, right? River Lorian. Mm-hmm. It's our river historian that is on the boat every single day providing guests with lectures and speeches and entertainment, and really kind of gets them immersed into the destination and explain what's around every bend of the river. So they're really involved in the destination. Plus, we also have guest entertainers, so maybe a Mark Twain impersonator or a Civil War battlefield reenactor. And up in the Pacific Northwest, we even bring on a Native American elder to talk story and tell people what it's like growing up on the reservation. So those cultural enrichment programs have a huge value to them. So it's not just like they're sailing from point to point with nothing to do. We really make sure that on board they have an immersive experience into the destination and the history right here in our own backyard.
And one of the things we didn't mention, but you've been seeing a little bit more of the multi-generational families and families traveling with children. Because think about, this is a history, living history book for our families.
It is, definitely. So we are open to guests of any age. We don't have a minimum age for kiddos. We see some multi-gen during the holiday times, typically. We also seen some skip-gen, so grandparents only taking the grandkids and leaving their adult children at home. So, you know, that is something that is definitely becoming more popular. We have staterooms that can occupy four people. We have some that are connecting staterooms that can get a total of six between them. It just depends on which boat that they're sailing. But we do welcome, you know, children of any age, and we welcome families. But we don't have organized kids club activities because, you know, these destinations we're going to is about the history in the area, and that's where we really rely on the parents or grandparents to make sure those kids are having an immersive, enriching experience.
And we really didn't talk much about the staterooms, but you have that variety out there from the different suites and everything like that as well, veranda suites, and you do have some interior suites, but they're very comfortable, very well positioned, and there's so many different things with them. And I can't imagine that cabin steward who is taking care of you, who's also along this history ride as well.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. These staterooms have quite a variety. So, you know, whether you're on the American Queen, which is our most opulent and iconic vessel that's more themed in the Victorian era, or whether you're on the American Duchess, which is what I like to call an eight-year grandma's paddle wheel boat. She's completely traditional outside, but inside she is certainly contemporary elegance. So, you know, there's some unique staterooms there, including loft style suites with an upstairs, downstairs, two full bathroom type of accommodation on board. So there's really quite a variety of staterooms to choose from on all of the vessels, really.
You know what, Barbara, I'm looking at it. I showed Vic a picture of the American
mm-hmm.
Queen
yeah.
when I came in. I said, this is what we're going mm-hmm. to experience today. And you took us there. I mean, the next step is for people to, you know, think about this. Give us a call at Altura, the Travel Authority, because we go through training. We go through all the different updates and everything that you offer for our travel advisors. And this is quite the experience. It's an experience of a lifetime. And it's also an experience that many of the clients do repeat, right? Because they want to continue along the magic rivers of our country.
You're absolutely right. In fact, we have an extensive past guest program, our Steamboat Society of America, mm-hmm. where they sail with us, and then when they return, there's certain amenities that come along with being a repeat guest. So we absolutely have that. And we're actually extending that program out to our newly acquired cruise line, Victory Cruise Line, which does Great Lakes and the Canadian Maritimes. So there's a lot of new opportunity and new destinations to come for our past guests as well.
Well, you're talking to somebody who's sitting in the Great Lakes, so we hope to see someone up here from Victory perhaps one day. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us, American Queen Steamboat Company. I hope our listeners really enjoy this magical tour.
Thank you.